What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, March 5th. It is poker night here in South Florida. Yesterday was a travel day for me. Now I am at the Hard Rock, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. My poker tournament is tonight, and I am looking forward to seeing so many of you come out here as you do every single month. I didn't just get here. I got here last night, and I'm not talking about to Miami International Airport. I'm talking about to here at the Hard Rock. I said to myself, all right, I'm flying into MIA. I'm going to go grab some lunch. I went to Flanagan's. I had the day off. Then I drove here to the Hard Rock in Hollywood. I said, I'm going to put in a parlay. I'm going to watch the Florida Panthers here at the Hard Rock. And, of course, it makes it even more interesting when you've got a big-time parlay involved in the game. And last night's was a winner. So much fun winning. The Florida Panthers doing their job. Bob holding on at the end. A cool five dimes. Oh, that parlay was juicy. Not a bad day at the office. I said I had the day off yesterday, at least here on the airwaves. I was working, putting together that parlay, tweeted it out, put it on my social media, on my Instagram. And a lot of you, you tail me. And for those of you that don't know what that means, tailing me, it's not like being behind me on the turnpike and tailgating me. No. It means you're just following exactly what I'm doing. So I put the wager out there, and it's completely up to you if you want to tail me. People put the exact same wager I put in, the same parlay, and then after the game is over and it wins, I'm getting all of these messages. I'm getting tweets. I'm getting DMs on IG, and it's just awesome. It's awesome when we all win. Now, we're not going to win every single time, but I like good value. And, of course, after last night's winner, I start getting messages even right after the game into this morning and early this afternoon. Hey, we need another one. I need another parlay. What's tonight's Panthers parlay? All I can say is, you can't beg for something. I don't put something together because so many people are like, oh, you got to do something. No, I do it when the time is right. And tonight's Panthers game, I'm just not a huge fan of it. I think the Panthers can win, but I'm not going to put something together just to put it together. I got my poker tournament tonight. I need to focus on poker. I'm going to watch the Panthers. I'm going to watch the Heat. There could be live wagering involved. And if there is, I will tweet that out. So follow me on Twitter if you don't already at Andy Slater. I'll put it up on Instagram, search Andy Slater. And hopefully we can all win together if I do put a wager in. March Madness has certainly begun. We don't need the NCAA tournament to have March Madness. March is one of the best times of the year on the sports calendar. I say it every single year because it's the truth. MLB teams are in spring training. For us here in South Florida, we're getting bombarded with winning right now. The Panthers, they get a W last night. They've been spectacular the past month and a half. And I'll talk plenty about the Panthers in just a little bit. The Miami Heat, they're playing tonight. They're starting to sniff the playoffs. You could tell when you watch them play. So we're starting to see more and more of that Miami Heat culture coming out a little bit earlier than normal. And it's the same thing with the Panthers. I'm not saying the Panthers have Heat culture. They've got their own culture. But when you had the Heat and the Panthers, both in their respective championships last season and falling just short, the Heat losing to the Nuggets, the Panthers losing to the Golden Knights, they've come back, they've put things together, and they've started a little bit earlier than they did last year. So I love to see it. We also even had Inter Miami putting on a clinic this past weekend against Orlando City. Anytime you get to see two Messi goals in the same match, you've got something special. You can even include the University of Miami football team in this because they've begun practicing, and they've got a new quarterback on campus. So we got a lot going on. Whatever you are interested in this month of March, you're going to find it. No, there's no NFL, but we got plenty of NFL news. So March, to me, the best sports month on the entire calendar. And October is right behind it. I'm a huge fan of both of those. So I'm doing the show here today from the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Like I said, I've got my poker tournament tonight. $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It's just $250 to buy in. If you get lucky and knock me out of my own tournament, and it's going to take luck to get me out, I will give you two seats to go see the Florida Panthers, and those seats are on the glass. First row on the glass, thanks to the Workers' Comp Legal Center. If I win my own tournament, which has already happened three times in the past, like, 14 months, I will give those seats to the second-place winner. So you can get a lot of money. You can get Florida Panthers seats on the glass that I'm giving away. Everyone who makes the final table tonight, the Hard Rock's throwing in an added bonus for a ticket to a tournament, which you can get in a $1,700 tournament, which has a $500,000 guaranteed prize pool. So there's a lot going on. Join me tonight. Cards are in the air at 6 p.m. You don't have to get here at 6, although I like being here when cards are in the air. You have until 9:30 p.m. tonight to get here to register. Maybe you don't get out of work until 6. You have until 9:30. You got plenty of time. I don't have a lot of time, though. I got a lot to cover. I got Luke coming on. We're going to talk poker, not with Luke, because Luke doesn't play poker. I'm going to get to the Dolphins, the Canes, the Panthers, the I got to stop telling you what I'm going to get to, and I just got to get to it. But I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
They are real, and they are spectacular. What am I talking about? No, I'm not talking about something from one of my friends in Medellin, although I think I've said that before. They're real, and they're spectacular. I am talking about the Florida Panthers. Last night's game, it was a fantastic measuring stick. The New York Rangers were just about as hot as the Florida Panthers. The Panthers go into Madison Square Garden last night, the center of it all. The Rangers were only 2 points behind the Florida Panthers before the puck dropped. Both teams have been crushing it in their last 10 games. So the Florida Panthers go to New York City. They go into the Rangers building, one of the most historic buildings in all of sports. And they leave there with a W. Why? Because that's what this Florida Panthers team does. Right now, all I do is win. Absolutely. And Sam Reinhart, that dude is a machine. Two more goals last night for Sam Reinhart. Alexander Barkov, he had one of the greatest assists you will ever see. Incredible. Ryan Lomberg had the game-winning goal in the third period. The Panthers added an empty netter, 4-2. Panthers win, I win. Anyone who tailed my parlay won. It was incredible to watch. And now, the Panthers play at New Jersey tonight. They're taking on the Devils, a team that just fired their head coach. So that'll be kind of interesting this evening. That's why, personally, I stay away from that game for now. Live, completely different story. Right now, I stay away. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about this Florida Panthers hockey team. They are phenomenal. They are leading the chase right now for the President's Trophy. But this team is much better than they were 2 years ago when they won that President's Trophy. that team 2 years ago, there was a lot of puck luck involved. Remember, that was the team where they had all these crazy finishes. They were called the Comeback Cats. They'd always be down, and then they just go on a tear, and they win 6-5. A lot of high-scoring games. This year's Panthers team, they're different. They're just good, like really good. This team, they play tremendous defense. Sergei Bobrovsky has been great. And they have so much firepower on offense. Sam Reinhardt is having a year for the ages. Matthew Tkachuk had one heck of a run recently. Barkov is a stud. There's depth, and this team is also physical. The other encouraging sign for the Panthers is Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice has been so chill about the way he's approached everything. Yeah, the Panthers are playing great. Yes, of course they're happy that they're winning. But you can tell, if you listen to Paul Maurice talk, he's got his eyes on the bigger prize. I've heard Paul Maurice say, hey, our offensive game is fine, but that slows down come playoff time. So the defense, they've got the ability to grind out wins, and that's what matters. And that's how the Florida Panthers are approaching this. The biggest advantage this year's team has over the team 2 years ago that won the President's Trophy, it's last year. And you might think, huh? Allow me to explain. This year's team, while they're happy to be getting all of these wins, they know the real season starts 20 games from now. This current Panthers group, they've tasted the heartbreak of going to the Stanley Cup final and finishing second, not raising the Stanley Cup. So they know what they're going after. They are battle tested. They won't be happy to just win a series. That's no longer the goal. Winning two series is no longer the goal. The organizational expectation at this point is to win the Stanley Cup. And why shouldn't it be? Why wouldn't they be dreaming of hoisting the Stanley Cup? They were three wins from it last year. And this year they are better, a lot better. So wouldn't that logically indicate they have a legitimate shot to win it? It's not a pipe dream. It's not like, oh, they got to do this, they got to do that, you got to hope for this. No. It's all legit. Of course, injuries, they play a role in every sport. And you remember last year when the Panthers were in the Stanley Cup final, we kept hearing about more and more players who were severely banged up. Tkachuk had to miss games. Talking about serious injuries. And a lot of them, until they just couldn't take it anymore, a lot of them were playing through those injuries. But if you were to tell me that the Panthers could keep playing at the level they are right now, they don't have to be better. Just play like this. Play like we're seeing right now. Stay healthy and play this exact way. I will tell you that there's going to be a parade through Sawgrass Mills Mall. Well, I don't know if that's where the parade will be, but you get my point. If they can keep this intensity, if they could play the same way they are right now, they absolutely can win the whole thing. And they will. Now, of course, a lot can happen between now and a parade through Sawgrass Mills Mall. But just appreciate what we're seeing. The level that the Panthers are playing right now, they are the best team in hockey. They're getting everyone's best punch, too. And while getting that best punch, they continue to win. It's so much fun. When we got winning going on, it's so much better than me coming on here and yelling and screaming and fetching and all of you guys being mad about one of our teams not doing well. Like some moves that the Miami Dolphins are making and not making. And I want to get to that in just a moment. What you guys can get to, well, aside from tonight, my poker tournament here at the Hard Rock, you can go check out live racing at Gulfstream Park. It is the championship meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. And they've added a day of live racing. So now they've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 5 days a week of live racing. It is the championship meet, and that means we see the best of the best. the best horses in the world, the best jockeys in the world, the best of everything horse racing is at Gulfstream Park during the championship meet. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I like going to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, have myself a great meal, watch the races live right in front of me, got some action on the races, of course, too. It's such a fun time at Gulfstream Park. Live racing right now, Wednesday through Sunday. It is the championship meet happening in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. It's not football season, but the Miami Dolphins are making news, and other teams are, like the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley. But the news here in South Florida, Christian Wilkins. The Dolphins decide not to place the franchise tag on Christian Wilkins, so he's going to be a free agent. Now, theoretically, you're a free agent, so you could sign anywhere, including the Miami Dolphins. That's just what a free agent is. But if the Dolphins didn't get a deal yet, sort of leads me to believe Christian Wilkins no longer will be a Miami Dolphin. Christian Wilkins wants to get paid. He wants to get paid top range for his position, and I don't blame him. $22 or $25 million a year. The Dolphins just gave a lot of money to Zach Sealer on the D-line. They got Bradley Chubb. They got Jalen Phillips. Eventually, they got to think about paying Javon Holland, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips as well. These are all guys they drafted. So eventually, they're going to need to get paid. How can you afford to pay Christian Wilkins long-term and get a long-term deal with Tua, which I don't think they should, but according to reports, they will, and then pay for Holland, Phillips, and Waddle? You got a salary cap in the league. And with that, you got to make decisions. Teams realistically can't afford to keep every single guy. Christian Wilkins had one of those show me years, and he showed everyone what he could do. Nearly 10 sacks, a menace on the D-line, a leader in the locker room. For a guy who the Dolphins had drafted as a first-round pick, he really grew over the years with this organization. He's a high-quality NFL defensive lineman, 28 years old. Here's a dude who bet on himself in a walk year, and he was great. The team, they had to make a decision, and it would appear, barring some strange sort of signing, he's going to be playing somewhere else. If the Dolphins wanted to get it done with Christian Wilkins, they had a lot of opportunities to do it. So I don't think they're letting him walk by accident. They probably carefully sat down, looked at all the things they need to do, and saw the type of money that he was looking for and said, we got to move on. Now, this is part of the deal that the Dolphins are going to be facing if they sign Tua to a long-term contract. If that's their logic, we're going to see moves like this. When you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal, you could do a whole lot more with the team around him. If the Dolphins give Tua $200 million over 4 years, if you're going to allocate $50 million to Tua, how are you going to spread all of that money in other places? Sure, you're going to have some, but Tua's not Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is going to win you football games, and you saw the Chiefs don't need a whole lot around him. One more football note I want to quickly bring up, because I saw some video of Miami Hurricanes football practice, and what I really need to do is look up the odds on the Canes in the national title game. Why not? Cam Ward looks really good in those Canes colors. I could see him having a huge year. I mean, it's his last year in college. And with the portal and the NIL, he was able to come to the U. And who knows? What I do know is he's going to be starting. You hear about an open competition. Yeah, okay. They brought him over for one season. He came to Miami to back up Emery Williams. Get out of here. I think Cam Ward can be really good, and boy, does Miami ever need that. Just like those of you who are in the market for a home, or you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you need the bagel loan. What is the bagel loan? Well, Stewie has got the bagel loan. When I look at a bagel, and I love looking at an everything bagel, but right now I want you to think of a plain bagel with nothing in the middle. There's that zero. That's what you see when you look at a bagel. And that is what you will pay Stewie with the bagel loan. Zero. No lender fees and no appraisal fees. So just think of that bagel. Think of the middle. A zero. That is what you pay Stewie. Stewie is the man with the bagel loan. And I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number. Here it is. Give him a call. 561 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Call Stewie not for an everything bagel. Call him for the bagel loan. MLS number 226715. Here on this Tuesday, Uncle Luke Luther Campbell joins us on the Andy Slater Show. It is a Luke Tuesday. Luke, I was with you about a week ago at the Florida Panthers game. You were right there on the glass, right where you like everything to be, right on the glass. What was your experience like? Because, look, the Panthers are on fire.
Hey, man, it was a fantastic game, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Thanks to Marlins, man.
I woke up very early this morning, like around 5 Good. For a minute.
Really?
And I saw you're sending, I think, tweets or something on Instagram. What are you doing up at 5 in the morning?
What were you doing up 5 in the morning? You were letting girls out there?
Listen,
out of your apartment?
I'm here to ask you questions.
Were you letting girls out of your apartment? Because
I'm here at the Hard Rock.
If you're going to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and watch me send a tweet out, that means you were, both of us was up. So what I was up doing was working. Now, what were you up doing?
Working at 5 a.m. on what? The Freaknik? It's coming out in two weeks.
Andy, let me tell you something. I work late nights in the morning because that's when the phone is off. You have nothing, nobody calling you, trying to do a Luke Tuesday every other blue moon. You have no other people pulling from you, trying to get you to go here and go there and appear here and appear there. And 1,000 agents calling you up for 1,000 different crazy things. And so I'd be able to think and be able to process and be able to be creative that time of morning.
You got a lot going on. I mean, I look at your social media. I talk to you. We text every now and then. You got a lot going on in your life.
Yes, that's the only way I can work, Andy. If I'm running around, you know, in the daytime, you know, coaching football at Miami Edison for 2 or 3 hours, and then I got my son, you know, he has his baseball, and I got to go watch him, and I have my regular duties and my regular job, running my record company and film company in the daytime. The only time I can be creative, Andy, is at night, since I got to explain to you why I'm up at 5 in the morning.
Okay, well, now I want to get to two things, because we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes with you on this Luke Tuesday. And I was just talking about a couple of football topics, Luke, which is in your wheelhouse. Number one, it looks like Christian Wilkins will no longer be a Miami Dolphin. What do you think about that decision?
That's absolutely crazy. They should have franchise tagged him, kept him there. I mean, the man is the cornerstone of the defensive line. Everything runs through him. Everybody gets one-on-one blocking because they're trying to double team him. You got to remember, football is a numbers game. It's 5 guys on the offensive line and it's 4 guys on the defensive line. And if you got one guy on the defensive line that's getting doubled, that means everybody else is getting one-on-one blocking. Therefore, putting them in a position that they got to make a play. And that frees up your linebackers to be able to roam, blitz, do whatever they got to do. So when you allow the cornerstone of your defense to leave, then that's bananas. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. You know, them guys over there are my good friends, but that is absolutely bananas.
So who do you
allow that man to walk out the door?
Who do you blame for this?
Greer. You got Greer and McDaniels. You know, they got to go sit in a room and they got to say, hey, look, this is the direction we want to go in the team. This is what money we want to free up. And this is who we want on the team and who we don't want on the team. So, you know, they're the ones in charge. You got the head coach and the general manager.
Do you think they believe that, I guess they do, that Tua is way more important than anything else on this team and they should pay him all this money?
I think they do believe that. I think that is asinine. I mean, Tua is not a franchise quarterback. He's not going to win a Super Bowl. He probably won't even win a playoff game, you know, because the guy can't play in the cold weather. The guy chokes under pressure, as you can see every year, year in and year out. And he's one hit in the head away from not being able to perform. So, you know, That don't make no sense. You know, I mean, but again, they're the experts. They get paid a lot of money to run the organization that hasn't won a playoff game, and I don't know how long.
Can you say those guys, such as Chris Greer, are experts though, with this organization? Because, like you just said, they haven't won a playoff game, and it's been like 24 years. So, are you really an expert?
Well, I mean, if you give expert the title, that don't mean you're a good expert or a great expert. They give you a title of expert in your field. And so when they give you that title and they give you, you know, full reign of making the decisions for a major corporation called the Miami Dolphins, then, you know, that don't necessarily mean you know what the hell you're doing.
I mean, would you be, Luke, a strip club expert if you went in the champagne room and didn't know what to do? And you just sat there and drank champagne? Would you be an expert?
Well, it still would make me an expert if I was a strip club manager and I brought a bunch of unattractive women in there that ran all the customers away. I still would make me an expert of getting the wrong people. So I'm an expert in getting the wrong people making bad decisions with the job that I have. So you probably want to classify those guys into that department.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. One more quick topic with 2 minutes to go with you. I also brought up Cam Ward and the University of Miami. They've been practicing. Luke, I think maybe people should make a wager on UM to win the national championship with really good odds. Do you
now? Why would you have people spend their money into something that? Oh, okay. You did say really good odds.
Yeah, really good odds. I mean, can Cam Ward lead the University of Miami to, I'll just say, the college football playoff?
He should be able to lead them to the playoff because the ACC is weak. You know, the schedule that University of Miami is probably the weakest schedule in Power 5 football. So there's no reason why they shouldn't win 10 games, you know, to be able to get to the ACC championship and then have opportunity to get an at-large bid into the college playoff. So he should be able to get in the playoff. I mean, that's a great bet. But what they do in the playoff becomes a whole nother story. You know, the University of Miami got the talent. They have the talent. The question is the coaching going to meet the talent? Is the coaching, is Mario going to make better game time decisions? Is they going to manage the game better than what they've been doing, you know, for the last couple of years? And that's the question. The question is whether the offensive coordinator is going to be able to manage the game, him and Mario, be able to manage the game. That's where your weak spot at on this team. You know, managing the game and his coordinator being able to be consistent with his game plan and not be all over the place. One day you're running bruising, the next day you're flashy and you're doing some great things. You know, that's where the problem at with this team. You know, and hopefully Mario self-evaluated himself on his game management and he got somebody up in there to help him game manage, to be able to manage those games in tough in those tough games where you're going to need to be able to make high IQ decisions as far as managing the game. That's where their problem is. It's not the talent. They got the talent. They got a great defensive coordinator. They got, you know, that's where the problem lies at.
Luke, next week I want to talk
coordinator and Mario Cristobal managing the game.
We're out of time, but next week I want to talk more about the Freaknik because you got that coming out in 15 days on Hulu, and I need a preview.
You never talk. You never want to talk about what I'm doing. You always want to talk about what you're doing. Your casino, your betting, the people paying you.
Yeah, I hit a monster parlay last night.
And all that.
I hit a monster parlay.
What I do?
Why didn't you?
You never want to talk about what I want to do.
Why didn't you?
It's all about Andy. Andy this.
Well, Andy
that.
Andy Slater
here.
Show.
Andy this. Andy at the casino. Andy over here in Columbia. Andy over here. You're a narcissist, Andy.
Listen, you should be everywhere I am. That's all I'm saying.
Freaking narcissist.
You should be everywhere I am.
And the audience knows it.
That's why they're here.
No, they're here only on Tuesday to listen to me. Every other Tuesday when you want me to.
I was off last week.
Throw shade on somebody.
I was off last week. We got to go. You got to go. We'll chat again next week about the Freaknik.
Okay.
Take care, my friend. Just like that, he's out. I mean, you heard it there yourself. Well, Luke talks about money. We all want money. But are you making the right decisions with yours? It's March Madness. Some of you are going to be betting on games. One thing you should not bet on, though, is your retirement. And that is why you should call Trajan Wealth today. They're located locally in Palm Beach. I'm going to give you their phone number in just a few moments. Maybe you've got a financial advisor right now, but you take a look every day or every week or every month and your results are just not what you thought they would be. Call Trajan Wealth. Let Trajan Wealth help you with your planning. Whatever your plans are, whatever your goals are, they will design a plan based around those goals that you have. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call them at 561-390-1000. That's 561-390-1000. Look, I'm here in the poker room. I'm going to be making wagers tonight, but you should not make a wager on your retirement. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. As I've been telling you, my poker tournament tonight, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, is right here where I am now. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood in the poker room. $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. They got a lot going on here in the poker room at the Hard Rock. Jason Heidenthal joins me every time I am here, which is at least once a month. He runs all the tournaments. He's in charge of a lot, along with the great Bill Mason. You guys are big Panthers fans. My question, though, Jason, the Panthers are hot. The Heat are hot. Can you say I'm hot at the poker table? Do I complete the trifecta? The Panthers, the Heat, and me.
Unfortunately, we're not going 3-0 here. It's going to be 2-1.
What do you mean we're not going? Well, the Heat are going to lose to Detroit tonight?
Negative. Detroit's not that good. The Heat are going to smoke them. The Heat are hot, yes. The Panthers are hot. And then
I'm not?
End of story?
Look, I made it to like 20th place last month. I had a good showing. But I've got a bounty on me. And you guys have bounty tournaments here from time to time. So you know how that works. Because I give 2 seats on the glass to whoever knocks me out. Not just any glass. The glass in Sunrise for a Florida Panthers game.
Glass seats to the best team in NHL?
So one of the best poker players, because I don't want to disrespect a few people. So one of the best poker players will give out 2 seats on the glass to go see the best team in the National Hockey League. Shall they knock out one of the best poker players tonight, being me?
Anyone can get those seats.
Anybody can get those seats if they knock me out.
Join the tournament tonight. Knock you out.
Not physically.
No.
Take all my chip. I like making that clear.
Excuse me. Bounty tournaments.
You have security here.
Eliminate a player by taking all of their chips.
Chips, correct.
On the outcome of a hand.
Correct.
Winning.
Not their hand.
No.
A poker hand.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just got to make everything very clear.
Yeah. A flush beats a straight and we're good. Knock
Does
you
it?
Out. Yes,
Is that
yes.
why I haven't won in a little while?
I saw you with your cheat sheet on your phone the other day, actually. I wasn't going to bring it up. But.
So, you know what? People tune in all the time. Maybe you think it's because of you, but it's actually because of me. But we talk a lot about poker. That's what we're here for. And some people, Jason, they may think, this is really cool. I want to go play in Andy's tournament tonight. But can I use a cheat sheet? I'm not really sure about poker. What's the best thing for them to do? Is it turn on television and start watching right now, YouTube? Because they got time.
There's tons of YouTube content out there, yes. Obviously, the WPT does reruns of all these poker final tables and things of that nature. There's so much content out there for you to learn the game. We don't allow any like assistance of like having a cheat sheet in front of you at the poker table, telling you what to do in this situation type thing. The ranking of hands, sure, I can, you know, allow that. That's fine. You know, that a flush does beat a straight and so forth all the way down for any newbies. But honestly, just ask, you know, like the ranking of hands, you can kind of just study and memorize and just read it once or twice and understand the flow of the game.
You know, somebody comes tonight and they haven't played in a tournament before. They're going to probably win the hockey tickets from me.
Probably.
Because it's just, it always works like that. And the worst part for me, Jason, when somebody knocks me out of my tournament with a hand that really they, I don't think they should have been playing, not only do I give them the tickets, then I shake their hand and say congratulations. And inside, I'm like, I can't believe this. I have to say congrats to somebody who should have never knocked me out of my own tournament.
But you play bounty tournaments differently. These players are, you know, they want those tickets. They want the thrill of knocking out Andy Slater.
So, rookies, you're definitely welcome here tonight and anytime to the poker room here at the Hard Rock. And for the non-rookies, for the veterans, you guys have not only my tournament tonight, but in just 2 days from now, you start the last leg of the Escalator Series, which has had more than $1.5 million guaranteed in the prize pools. This one coming up is going to have $500,000. I see the signs all over the place. How much is it to get in, and how many days does it run?
Yeah, so this is the last leg of our Escalator Series. This is the fifth and final week of a little mini series that we host here inside the poker room. We call it Escalator. The final main event, if you would, is going to be a $1,700 buy-in. It does kick off this Thursday, 2 days from now. $500,000 guaranteed prize pool, 3 starting flights, so any player can play on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Everyone's coming back on Sunday for day 2 for that event. Very, very great structure. 40,000 starting chips.
Of course it's great. I mean, you guys put it together.
Yeah, obviously.
There's no bad structures around here.
No, actually, all of the events here are pretty stellar. Thanks to Bill Mason and, you know, the flexibility of us having the ability to run these events. It's amazing. I want to play in these so bad. But yeah, a little mini main event here in the room kicking off Thursday. We do have satellites for it. We have a satellite tomorrow morning and Thursday night. Tons of seats guaranteed. You can hop into that for as low as $200.
$200. And tonight I had sent out some messages on social media as well, made some posts. You guys were nice enough to say anybody who makes the final table tonight. So it'll be, there's 9 players at the final table. So 8 people plus me get a, I saw you roll your eyes like that emoji. they get a satellite ticket for that $200 tournament, which could turn into what, $1,700 buy-in?
Absolutely. So yeah, we're just going to splash the pot, splash the whole final table. So all 9 of the listeners, not Andy, that want to come out tonight and
I don't listen to myself, that's why.
And play the event tonight. We're going to go ahead and give you an extra value, $200 additional tickets on top of the cash that you're making on the final table.
So that's not coming out of the prize pool.
No,
it's just you guys are throwing it in.
We're just being nice. You know, I'm a generous. I woke up on the right side of the bed today.
That's very kind.
So we're going to give away some tickets. And then, yes, you can take that $200 satellite, play the satellite, either your choice Wednesday or Thursday, whatever you want to do, and turn it into a $1,700 main event ticket. And
which could turn into
First place will be over
$100,000,
you know, on Sunday. So, you know,
I could put in a pretty big parlay with that. You know, parlay my tournament. We talk about Panthers parlays and the parlay I hit last night. But you could parlay a $250 entry into my tournament tonight into more money that you could win at the final table, plus that $200 satellite ticket that you guys are throwing in there, very kind of you, and then into a $1,700 tournament, which could get you, if you finish in first, probably over $100,000. That's a heck of a parlay.
That's a great weekend.
For $250?
Kick it off tonight, Tuesday night, play in your event, and then just come midnight on Sunday. You got 100K.
You don't even need Reinhart to score. I mean, he would score anyway, but you don't need Verhage. You don't need under two and a half. You don't need under 2.5. Boy, what
great
a sweat.
Pick last night, though. Thank you. All three of those.
Yeah, I sweat here sometimes at the poker table. Not because it's hot in here. It's actually nice and cool in here. But the cards don't always work in your favor. Somebody calls you, and then they could get lucky on the turn or river. But
if you're not following along with these on Andy Slater on Twitter with all these great picks that he's throwing at us, guys, hop on there. Right?
imagine if I gave out poker tips.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you wouldn't be able to handle all the people in here. How many tables you got in here? It's like 40-something?
We're going to keep your post to sports.
I mean, think about that. If I just started tweeting about poker tips and all of that, you guys would have a waiting list already, but you would have a line out the door. You also got bonus high hands coming up today. Somebody wants to get here maybe after the tournament, before the tournament, in the next few hours. What are you guys giving away every 30 minutes?
Yeah, we got promotions pretty much the entire month of March here. Today on Tuesdays, though, we are doing $1,000 high hands every 30 minutes all the way up until midnight tonight. A whole promotional calendar. You can check out all the information on shrpo.com. We pretty much have bonus high hands almost every single day of the week throughout the entire month of March.
And then coming up, it'll be, I think, in just under a month from now, if you look at the calendar. You mentioned the World Poker Tour earlier and how you could see replays of the WPT on television and online. You guys will have a major event here in the ballroom, the Poker Showdown, which will also include the WPT main event for how much?
$3,500 buy-in, $3 million guaranteed. But that one crushes all the time. So this is our biggest series of the four major ones that we do. This one is right around the corner, WPT Poker Showdown here at Seminole Hard Rock. Great, great event. I mean, I think the last 2 years, that $3,500 WPT event, the prize pool is over $7
million. Wow.
So it's a televised final table. The final six participants are all going to get a trip to Vegas and then be under the lights, you know, and film for TV. And we can sit there and watch replays a year from now saying, this is when I want $1 million.
People should be getting trips here now. I mean, I love Vegas and all, but this...
This is a resort.
You got a great poker room. You got the ballroom with all the poker tables. You got the sports bar/book. You got the app. You got TVs everywhere. I mean, what else do you really need? So you've got the main event coming up, part of the Poker Showdown. That'll be next month. You've also got a $1 million guarantee, a $2 million guarantee in that? As well?
It is a three-week long series highlighted amongst the three main events. So we have a $400 buy-in with $1 million. We have a $600 buy-in with $2 million.
That's fantastic.
And then we have the $3,500 main event with $3 million. So one, two, and three back-to-back-to-back weekends.
It's incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah. Starts April 3rd.
You play poker, you hit parlays, you enjoy life. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Are you enjoying life?
I am not complaining right now. I mean, these last 10 minutes have been okay, but I know like it's about to end. So
if you don't make the final table tonight, are you gonna be okay?
I can't answer questions based on things that will not happen, because I will make the final table. So I'm not gonna answer a question how I won't be on the final table.
I want to give away 9 satellite tickets to 9 random people.
You're going
to
give away 8, and then I'm going to get one, and I'm going to watch the Panthers on television. It's going to be a great night. Jason Heidenthal, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in Hollywood. Jason, thanks for everything you do. Bill Mason runs a great room, great tournaments. I can't thank you guys enough. It's great to talk to you when I'm here on Tuesdays.
I love doing this.
All right, that's all the time I've got for this Tuesday afternoon. I hope to see you out here very shortly for the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool, happening right here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday and hope to see you soon. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.